In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. For the second Sunday in a row, we read the same gospel of the parable of the sower. And it's very simple. Jesus, because most of the people he was speaking to were farmers, so what he did is he gave them a parable about the word of God as a seed, and this seed goes on the ground, and the ground is the heart, and different people with different hearts, with different attitudes to the word of God may yield fruits or may not, depending on the soil or the heart, and how ready and how prepared to receive the seed. It depends on the heart and how the heart is ready to receive the word of God. He gave four examples of different scenarios. And the last one, and the best one of them, is the good soil. Good soil, you put a seed, the seed will grow, become a plant, will yield fruits 30, 60, and 100-fold. How? Actually, in the Gospel of St. Luke, he says that they bear fruit with patience. They bear fruit with patience. There is no way on earth you can plant today or you can sow today and yield fruits tomorrow. There's no microwave in the world can do it. There's no oven in the world can do it. There's no chemistry in the world can do it. Only one thing can grow overnight and bring fruits. It's the weeds. The weeds grow really fast, but the fruits are poisonous. But the good fruits take time. One of the trees bring forth fruits after 100 years. After 100 years, bring forth fruits. I don't know what the plant called. الولدوم بتاع مصر دوت. I don't know what it's called in English. They say after 100 years, it brings forth fruits. No fruits can ever come without patience. No fruits can ever come without patience, or no good fruits will come without patience. What does God want us to be patient with? Four things we'll talk about very quickly. Number one, in our spiritual growth, we need patience. God is working in us. You start to pray, you start getting closer to God. I say, I've been praying for a while. I've been doing my spiritual routine for a while, but nothing really is happening. And this could take some long time. Could take months. For some of the people, the very strong trees that God wants to really plant may take years. Actually, the stronger the tree, the longer it takes for the tree to grow and to bring forth fruits. It took Elizabeth and Zechariah so many years to bring John the Baptist. But he wasn't any kid. He wasn't any man. He wasn't a regular baby. He was the messenger of God. It took them a while. It took a while Hannah and Elkanah to have Samuel. But he wasn't a normal kid. He was a strong tree. In our spiritual growth, we need this patience. You may have heard the story of a monk who was started monastic life, and after maybe a few years, he felt like he's the same thoughts, same problems, same fights, same everything. He said, I'm wasting time here, took his stuff, was leaving, and then one of the elder fathers saw him and he said, you know, I've been doing nothing here. Still the same. No changes have happened yet. And he gave him this basket. He told, take this basket and bring some water in it. Of course, all the water was dripped and leaked from the basket. And he said, try again. Try 2-3 times. He said, in the end, didn't bring anything in the basket. He said, do you look at the basket? Is it the same? He said, it looks the same, but it's a little bit cleaner. He said, it's the same thing with the word of God. Because a lot of times, God is always working. Make no mistake about it. But if we don't see it, the plant is growing. The work of God is happening, whether we see it or we don't see it. And most of the time we don't see it just because of our lack of patience. You know, we're the generation of the microwave. So it's very hard for us to be patient and wait for the fruits. Jesus said, my Father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working. أبي يعمل حتى الآن وأنا أيضا أعمل. There isn't a single day or moment that God is not at work. Just be patient until the fruits come. Because it differs from one person to another. What's being patient? Continue to do the same thing until you see the fruits after a while. But if you do your prayers and Bible readings and you do the right thing in your spiritual life and you don't feel any difference after days or weeks, a lot of people give up and a lot of people stop. And they say, I'm the same sins, same problems. Just continue. Just continue to do the same thing and be patient until God brings forth the fruits in its due season. The second is in our trials and in tribulations, we need patience. As a matter of fact, God gives us trials to teach us patience. And patience is one of the most important verses we can ever learn, to a point that this passage says, if you learn how to be patient, you will be a perfect person. Can you believe that? This is a verse when you learn, according to the word of God, you will be a perfect person. Says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. How? Various trials, I count it joy. Then he says, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work. Meaning, be patient till the end. All the way. Not halfway, not three quarters, not 99. Have its perfect work. Till the end. That you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Oh my. Count it all joy. Why? Because you'll be perfect in the end. The patience of Job produced a great example. Produced a pillar. No one became something and became great without this verse. No saint ever made it without this. No human being was able to accomplish something without this verse. The fire of tribulations burn our imperfections and our impurities that we may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. But just wait and be patient until God is done working in you. And the longer it takes, it means there is a lot of things that he is working on. Keep waiting and trusting on him, even if it doesn't look that way. As this says, that let patience have its perfect work till the end, that you may be perfect, complete, lacking nothing. So the third is in our dealings with people, we need also to be patient. In our spiritual growth, number one, and second, in our tribulations, and with people, we need to learn patience. There isn't a single person this world does not hurt. And hurt takes time to heal. How long time? Depending on the hurt. Some wounds take hours, some wounds take days, some wounds take years. We can see this physically, but a lot of times we don't see that emotionally. Some people who are hurt, they take very long time to heal. Love is patient. That's what God said about love. Love is patient. If you love someone, you be patient with this person. That's how you express your love to someone, that you be patient with this person. You may have heard about the movie The Fireproof. It talks about a couple who had problems almost at the verge of divorce. And then the man was advised by his father to read a book. But he said, this book, or these notes will be read over 40 days. 40 days? Can I microwave them? No. It's going to take 40 full days. Moses took 40 years to be prepared in the wilderness. A lot of people of God took long time to be prepared. Anyways, what I'm trying to say is, it's not overnight. A lot of people try to fix problems overnight. So this man took the notes from his father, read one day at a time, he tried to apply. When he started, it was big resistance. He would offer love, and what he receives is rejection. Offers love, gets rejection. Offers love, gets rejection. Offers love, gets rejection. Do I continue to do that? Yes. Can I give up in the middle? No, you have to finish the course. It's antibiotics for 40 days. Finish them. He finished it, and the results came towards the end, not at the beginning. It wasn't hopeful in the beginning. Love is patient. We love people, and we love our friends, but not consistently and not patiently. And we judge people quickly. We win people quickly and we lose people quickly. We praise people quickly and we judge people quickly. Pope Kyrillus used to say, do not say a word of praise or a word of judgment after 1 year and 6 months. لتزم ولا تشكر قبل سنة وست أشهر. If you heard that before from Pope Kyrillus. Why? Be patient. A lot of times you trust too early, it's your fault. Be patient. You build your relationship too quickly and you give up on people too quickly. Just be patient. Good marriages, they're not clear after 2 months of courtship. Good marriages, you can start saying that's a good marriage maybe after 15 years, 15 to 20 years. You can say, I think they have a good marriage. After 45 of marriage, you know, happily married, you say, yeah, that's a good marriage. That's a good marriage. No wonder our church takes 50 years to proclaim someone as a saint after his departure, waiting 50 years. What? Yeah, be patient. Don't judge quickly. Also, parents with their children need to use a lot of patience. A lot of patience. For years and years and years and years. And not to give up. The father of the prodigal son waited patiently at the door for his son to come back. He delayed. He was dispensing and he was abusing his money. He waited for him patiently. until the sun come back. Can you wait on others at the same time you are offering love still and you're being consistent in your love, even if it's met with rejection? A lot of people who receive love with rejection, they're not bad people. There's no one in the world, no one in his right mind would offer rejection instead of love. But most likely these people are hurt deeply. So they always expect the worst. So they're testing your love. The more you're offering love and it's received with rejection, the more and the longer you need to be consistent in such love. In our relationship with each other, we need to be patient. Number four, at the end of the days, we need to be patient because this will be a very difficult time. When Jesus spoke about the end of the world in Luke 21, and of course in Mark and in Luke, in Mark and Matthew, he said, by your patience, possess your souls. Towards the end, he gave only one advice. When the days will be very difficult, one thing, be patient. It's not going to be easy. Be patient. Just wait. Just wait. One thing that you don't be patient with is the coming of the Lord. Come quickly, Lord. Why? Because we are to the top. We can't take it anymore. We're holding it. We're holding very tight. Towards the end, St. Paul says that in 2 Timothy. He says, difficult times will come. Difficult people, difficult situations. How do we face that? With patience. With patience, possess your souls. How do we do it? How do we get the patience? How do we learn patience? Patience is definitely a gift from God and a virtue that God has. St. Paul says, the God of all patience. So God is the patient. And as you know, that God is very, very patient, very long-suffering with all of us. So learning patience is learning from God himself. How much God has been patient with you personally, with me. How much patience did he have? How many chances does he give me? How many times did he wait for me? Patience is learned in prayers, in long prayers. And as much as we don't like the long prayers, and we like the prayers to be shortened, and the liturgy to be shortened, is actually the perfect opportunity to receive from God patience. If you don't know how to be patient in prayers, I don't know how you'll be patient with anyone or with anything. So, church teaches us a lot of prayers, long prayers, psalms, hymns, the liturgy, this, the readings, and all these things and all these practices, literally waiting on God and learning how to persevere in prayer. Sometimes God sends you things to teach you patience, whether traffic or situations or children. Traffic in D.C. is the first trainer of patience. And kids are the second, no, kids first, and then traffic after that. You know, if you're not married, you don't know what patience is. You have no clue what patience is. And if you don't have children, you have no clue what patience is. And, you know, forget about everything I said until you learn how to be patient with little creatures who do stuff that you have no control over. And the older they get, you know, the less control you have over them. And all what you need is patience. There's nothing else. you can solve this dilemma with. So God sends us stuff, and he is our trainer in learning patience. The most important thing in patience is the active patience or the active waiting. Waiting on God, seeing him in a situation. For example, how do you see God in traffic? How do you see God in traffic? It's a perfect opportunity to pray and lift up your heart to God. Isn't it true? Because when you're going fast, you can't really focus, and you're trying to cut off people and stuff like this. But when you're in traffic, you're not doing anything. Perfect opportunity to lift up your heart to God in prayer. In every situation that God sends, listen to this verse. It's a beautiful verse. It says, no temptation has overtaken you except such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. With every temptation, with every trial, God will make a way. Your job is to find this way, is to find God in this, is to find God in waiting for him, whether in prayer in your spiritual life or with people or in tribulations or in the end of time, seeing God. That's what Job did, and that's what helped Job a lot. Find a way. When things take too long, maybe God is trying to bring your attention to him. Maybe he's trying to get your attention to him directly and not on the situation itself. Maybe that's what you need. Finally, I want to read these verses for you because they speak louder than anything else. Therefore, be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. This, by the way, in James 5. I think it's very appropriate for these days that we live in. Therefore, be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruits of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and the latter rain. That's exactly the parable of the sower. Wait until the fruit come, exactly like the farmer. You also be patient. Establish your hearts. Let your heart be settled and not moving a lot. Not going up and down a lot. Not too excited and not too down. Establish your heart, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not grumble against one another, being patient with one another, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. Meaning he's coming quickly. In this wait, he comes quickly, believe it or not, if you are looking at him, looking at his coming. In every trial, we are looking at when is it going to be solved? When is it going to be done? Not when is God going to be manifested in it. The judge is standing at the door. My brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience. Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. May God, the Father of all mercy and compassion, give us of his patience and his compassion to learn and to become like him as his character, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Blessed.